This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. Very, very interesting day in the metals markets right now. Corey and I are joined by Dr. Richard Postma, who is a regular contributor to our program, and Peter Brandt. Peter, we had a very, very interesting day in the metals markets yesterday. You know, kind of a replay of what happened last Friday. What are your comments on that?
I think there's a real good chance gold has bottomed. You know, I've been on your show from time to time, and I have basically been a gold bear. I've been an energy bear. I've been a gold bear. I've maintained that the gold market is very unique in that it rings bottom. It rings a bell at a bottom, and it rings a bell at a top, and that we would not see a bottom in gold until there was an indication of a bottom in gold, and I think today could be it. I think there's a very strong chance that the early November decline was the final washout in this three-year bear market in gold, and we'll have to wait and see. Next week, the market should pull back, but I think the market will find real good support at 1175 to 1180, and that there's a much better than 50-50 chance the recent lows will hold.
Peter, I must say, since we started bringing you on the show, you're right, you have been very much bearish on gold, and I think for many good reasons, and especially looking at the price action, looks like you've been right on that aspect. But now shifting and saying that, you know, the markets and the charts may have changed a little bit, how much has this volatility that seemed to creep into the gold market played into your changing of your perception right now?
Well, you have to look at volatility in relationship to two things. You have to look at it in relationship to volume that's coming into the market, and you have to look at it in relationship to what key chart points. I mean, I'm a chartist, so I always care about market volatility and volume when they are at very, very crucial levels on the chart. And I have viewed 1180 as a very crucial level on the chart. We broke through 1180, which should have led to an immediate sustained decline. It did not. The fact that we are having volatility around that level indicates to me that the drive below 1180 was kind of a washout. And so now we're climbing back above that level on good volume. If we can close well today, and we still haven't closed today, but if we can close well today, the volume ends up being large today, bigger than the volume that we had on the 7th of November. We pull back next week and can hold 1175 to 1180 and then start back up. Then it will be with a fair amount of conviction that I will say gold has bottomed.
Doc, what do you think?
You know, Peter has a lot going with him in his view. And we talked off mic a little bit. And what I like particularly is not only the volume feature we're seeing, but the two big swings we saw not only today, but last week, and it's the volatility and it's the amount of dollar swing we're seeing right now that I find extremely interesting. And I think it's a real positive for the possibility that we're seeing a potential low right now. We haven't seen that for weeks, Al. And we've just seen a dribble down in the gold market over time. And that's what excites me about this movement today is how we were lower and then we just rocketed skyward again. And that's very similar to last Friday. So I wouldn't be surprised if we start moving back next week again, which to me would be a positive. And then from a little bit lower base from the close today, if we have a strong finish, next week. I think going into December, we may be in very good shape for this market. And I also like the action of some of the stocks here, by the way, and I've been purchasing. And I've been doing it because I feel that we're getting close to a bottom in the precious metal stocks.
Now, Peter, a lot of people are drawing a parallel between what's happening with gold and the U.S. dollar. As we're recording this on Friday, the U.S. dollar is down and gold is up. So people are saying that could be one of the reasons why gold is performing well. What's your general take on all of this?
Well, Carr, even though I've been negative on gold, I still believe that gold is ultimately a form of currency. It's a storehouse of value. Gold is a currency, so is the dollar, but so is the yen, so is the franc, so is the euro, so is the peso. It's all relative. We see these situations where it gets locked in people's minds that if the dollar does this, that means that interest rates should do that. That means that the stock market should do this and so on and so forth. Those are all passing fads. Eventually, markets seek their own level. I cannot go to the bond pit and place a gold order. I cannot go to the U.S. dollar Forex desk in place in order for gold. You trade gold in the gold market, you trade dollar in the dollar market, in the Forex market. I think it's very conceivable that we have made a major turn in the dollar. We are heading to much higher levels in the dollar, and that the gold market has bottomed as well. I'm not a big fan of these grand scenario textbook chart economics type things. I just think you got to trade each market for its own merit.
I agree 100% on that one, Peter. I have to say that in my mind, and I this just hit me straight in the face yesterday morning, Friday morning, when the gold market was really taking off. I thought that it was basically taking off for some very simple reasons, and those very simple reasons are: the economy in Europe is in tatters. The political situation in the United States, with anybody that has any degree of information whatsoever, realizes that it's in tatters. You've got Russia going in full bore into the Ukraine. You've got an alliance now between ISIS and Al-Qaeda. I mean, it is simply a matter of a very short period of time because the Middle East is going to explode. We have so many unknowns out there that could turn into what predictably large black swans. I think that's the reason that gold is doing what it's doing. I think it has shown at least a temporary bottom.
Yeah, you mentioned Europe. I was just in the UK. European economy, the whole EU is in shambles. There's talks about countries splitting off. I mean, I think within next year we could very easily see at least a split in the euro currency between north and south. The European Central Bank does not have the tools available to the U.S. Central Bank. It has very limited measures. It cannot monetize the debt of the eastern and southern countries. We could be looking at par for the euro, I think, within the next 3 to 6 months. It's not good over there.
And I think when you look at the global economies as a whole, Europe is one that I could see blowing up sooner rather than later. And, Peter, I think that would be fascinating if they did split the currency into a north and a south, or really any split in that euro would be admitting a failure in what was an experiment in currencies. And the central bank over there in Europe just does not have the same power and the same free spending ability that the Fed does. And that's what's further handcuffed them moving forward. So I think that it's something that is we do need to pay close attention to. Al, your take?
Yeah, I think you're 100% right, Corey. I couldn't agree more. You know, I mentioned what's going on militarily around the world. I mentioned what's going on economically on the surface in Europe right now, in the United States politically. And I got to tell you, when the Euro experiment turns out to be a failure, that could be a huge catalyst for gold. Stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Segment number two. We're chatting with Wendell Zerb right now. We're going to see who is the president of Exeter Resources, a company that I am a shareholder in, full disclosure. Corey's a shareholder in. Doc is a shareholder in. And obviously, Wendell is a shareholder in. You came out with a press release just a couple of days ago, Wendell, entitled Detailed Metallurgical Test Work Confirms High Gold Recoveries on Caspiche Heap Leach Project. I have been to the Caspiche Project. All 14,500 feet in the air of it. It is absolutely an amazing sight. Talk about the press release, would you?
Sure, thanks. You know, it's this type of press release has a whole bunch of background technical data to it, but it also gives really an outlook for the economics of this, you know, 1.7 million ounce surface oxide gold zone, and it really it gives us a lot of different confidence in the metallurgy behind it, and again, it gives us a framework moving forward. So just as a little bit of background, we do these metallurgical test work to determine the recoveries that you could get the gold out of this oxide layer. This work that we just press released is very detailed work. It's to the requirements, or close to the requirements, of a final feasibility study, so it has great confidence attached to it. When we look back at the assumptions that we've used in our economic studies, and those would include the economic studies from our May 6th preliminary economic assessment, we were using life of mine expectations in this oxide-only zone of about 80% recoveries. What this particular new work suggests is that we will achieve 80% recoveries, but more importantly, in the first 6 years of the project, we think those recoveries could be dramatically higher. What's also important to understand is that not only would you get the higher recoveries in the first part of the mine life, which is important from a cash flow standpoint, but in the first 6 years of the mine plan, we also have the highest gold grades within that oxide zone. So you get the combination of better recoveries, you get the combination of the higher grades, and that, we think, is going to just overall improve the economics of what already is a very, very robust gold zone and a starter zone for our large Caspiche project. Outside of that, we do provide some other technical backdrop to all of this work. And again, all of that work is suggesting great confidence in the potential moving forward on this oxide zone.
Wendell, there's no doubt that over the last 3 years, in a tough gold market, Exeter has continued to advance this world-class discovery, and that is because you were able to raise money back near the top of the market and continue to spend this money on the property. And as you mentioned, this news is bringing you even further to a feasibility study, which does further de-risk the property. And over the last year or two, you have been drilling for water. All signs to, I guess, investors would be that Exeter is moving towards production. Is that the case, or are you just continuing to make this property more attractive to some of the big miners out there?
Well, Corey, I think what's really important for any group that has an asset like this at this stage is to systematically de-risk the project. So what we've taken as a management group here is we've looked at all the different components that we feel are important to be able to take this particular project, de-risk it by doing this metallurgical work, de-risk it by doing different economic studies showing variability in how you can mine it, de-risk it by finding water and securing a water source. And we're now in a position where by Q1 next year, the company could push to final feasibility studies, which would be that next step to be able to go to production. So the company as it is right now, we are a development company. By Q1 this year, we could be making decisions to do final feasibility, and that would give us the option to morph into a company that could become a producer. But what's also important from our standpoint is to create shareholder value. And all of this creates shareholder value. You know, we are in a tough gold market, but I think it's very fair to say that all this work that we've done has created what I would call good interest amongst investors, but it's created an enormous amount of interest from other corporates. And that's just the environment we're in. So we know we're doing the right things because we see it in the interest from many different angles in the marketplace, including other producing mining companies.
Basically, the future in terms of Exeter could go in a number of directions. Number one, obviously, a takeout. Number two, obviously, you folks going it alone, which is possible. Those are a couple of very good options, in my opinion, and I have to say that I've been a shareholder in Exeter for a long time now. Very, very biased when it comes to this company. I mean, your chairman, Yale Simpson, is a close personal friend of mine. You're a good friend. It just, I have absolutely no middle-of-the-road thoughts about this company. My thoughts are all very positive because I've been watching you guys for an awful long time. The water situation. Water is a very important part of a mining environment, and it looks like you guys are on track with that, correct?
We think that corporately we're in the best position we've ever been in for water. And just as a quick backdrop to that, earlier this year we drilled three large diameter or production size diameter drill holes associated with one of our water tenements in the Maricunga area near Caspiche. And before the Chilean winter came, we were able to do what's called a pump test on one of those large diameter holes. And it flowed at plus 40 liters per second. What we need for the oxide-only zone, the zone that we've just been talking about, is we only need a capacity for about 44 liters per second. So we feel comfortable that we already have discovered the quantities of water that are required for that oxide-only zone. But we've expanded our program. We're drilling more drill holes. We will be doing some more pump tests to determine the quantities of water and the recharge rates of water. And we think by the end of this year, we could be in a position where we have discovered water in the neighborhood of 200 to 250 liters per second of water. And that would be enough for any of the options that we recently looked at in our May preliminary economic assessment. And that includes, options that take us into the much larger gold-copper zone at Caspiche.
Wendell, it's always a pleasure getting the updates from you. As a final note, just so everybody is aware, Al, myself, and Doc all hold shares in the company. So please do not construe this as investment advice. We are simply just passing on some more detailed information on all what already was a very technical news release. Wendell, thanks for your time. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-seling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Doc and Corey and I are chatting right now with our friend Jeff Deist, talking about the weather in down in Auburn, Alabama, where Jeff lives. You know, Jeff, you're complaining about 50-degree weather. As I mentioned, it's 38 up here, not a cloud in the sky, but it's in the 30s, and I'm telling you, golf is not high on my agenda. What is high on my agenda right now, though, quite frankly, is what's going on politically. You know, we've had some interesting discussions over the last 2 or 3 weeks with, among other people, Congressman Walter Jones, Glenn Downs, and other people in the political arena who are expressing extreme dissatisfaction with the neocons. I guess that leads me to believe, you know, puts me in the direction of thinking about what happened in the recent elections with the Republican landslide. Does that mean the neocons are getting popular? And Jeff, where does Rand Paul stand in all of this thing? I'm starting to think more and more that this guy could be our next president.
Well, it's interesting how the neoconservatives tried to characterize or portray the recent midterm election as a national security vote. In other words, they tried to portray it as a reaction by the American people to an increasingly troubled world. We have ISIS, we have Ebola, we have all these things going on. Real or imagined, the degree to which they are made bigger than they should be by the media is an open question. But in the midst of all this, you know, neoconservatives have tried to at least subtly say that the midterm elections were actually bad for Rand Paul because they represent sort of a coming back to reality by the American people that the Obama administration is weak. when it comes to international affairs, and that they don't want any more of that, and they don't want Rand Paul coming into office with some sort of non-interventionist mindset. So I disagree. I think the midterm elections were a reflection just of frustration more than anything. And I think part of that frustration has to apply to our foreign policy, which, of course, affects our economy greatly. One thing about neoconservatives is that they're famous for never, ever, ever saying that they were wrong, right? So I think we're in a time now where the country is very war-weary. We're tired of Iraq and Afghanistan. We're tired of having to remake broken eggs. And yet neoconservatives always call for more, 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 more intervention, more troops on the ground, more bombing, more killing. They never admit to any kind of geopolitical errors. So I think the midterm elections, I can't say whether or not they were good for Rand Paul per se, but I do think that they reflect a tiredness by the American electorate, at least in part a tiredness for our overly enthusiastic foreign policy in our view. So I think that going into the 2016 presidential election, you will see neoconservatives asserting themselves, pushing their weight around, and trying to make sure that one of their favorite candidates is elected. And trust me, when I say favorite candidates, that includes Hillary Clinton. Neoconservatives love her. They've always loved her, regardless of what Bill Kristol or anybody else might say in public. They would be very comfortable with a Hillary presidency. In fact, it is only in the last couple of decades, really since Reagan became president, that neoconservatives have used the GOP as the vehicle for their foreign policy aims. Prior to that, neoconservatives were very happy being on the left. These are people who are obsessed with war. They are obsessed with Israel, first and foremost, and the particular vehicle in this sense, the Republican Party, is just that, just a vehicle. So don't kid yourself that the neoconservatives are somehow Republicans and somehow against Hillary per se.
Jeff, only time will tell as to how these elections that just occurred do affect Rand Paul moving forward. But the fact of the matter is the neoconservative agenda of more boots on the ground and more of essentially everything is what has gotten us into this position that we are in. I would even say that the world is in. I think that the mentality of we need to do more just percolates to every other country and then gets everybody into either a spending or a war mentality that I think we almost need the opposite. And I think people are starting to wake up to that, don't you?
Well, absolutely, and that's why I think you see that the public does not share the neoconservative belligerence and saber-rattling towards Putin, for instance, and Russia. People are starting to understand that when we talk about NATO, what we really mean is American kids, right? Because that's what NATO is. It's American tax dollars and American kids going off to stop Putin, ostensibly. And I think that Americans just don't see a national self-interest in this stuff anymore. And it's getting harder and harder for the neoconservatives to create the, you know, the boogeyman du jour. And I think that's heartening. It may just be cyclical, and I get that. But nonetheless, I do think that the case for non-interventionism is growing and gaining in the U.S. populace.
You know, I got to tell you, I think you mentioned Putin, and obviously the subject that comes up immediately is things like the sanctions, and then more recently his Russia's increased involvement in the Ukraine. I think that has a lot, quite frankly, to do with the way that the current administration is handling that situation. And I got to tell you, the more I watch our president, the more I'm starting to think, Jeff, that there is an awful lot of personal posturing going on right now. Any comment on that? You think I'm crazy?
Well, I think all presidents fall prey to this. They want to be seen as a strong president. They want to go down as a tough president. And I think that there's an emotional and even an irrational element to many presidential decisions. After all, they're just human beings. They're not infallible. They're no different from you or me. And in many cases, they're worse than you and me, which is exactly why it's preposterous to vest so much power, including nuclear power, in the hands of one person. And that's why it's so frightening to me that we've seen the rise of the imperial presidency in the 20th century, something an imperial presidency that I might add has been cheerleaded and led on phony legal grounds by neoconservatives from, you know, even from back in Teddy Roosevelt's day.
Well, Jeff, do you think that we are seeing an actual shift in what is happening with the policymakers in Washington right now?
I don't think we're seeing a shift in mindset or ideology. I think we're seeing a shift only in the sense that they respond to their voters. And they respond to getting to the possibility of being booted from office. And so I think that their actions simply reflect the fact that the people who have to vote for them and the people who have to give them money are getting a little fed up with our overseas adventurism.
You know, there's a lot of other things involved right now, though, other than just overseas adventurism. You know, you've got politicians right now, and I'm more familiar with the Democratic side of the aisle right now, but you've got politicians right now who are caught on the record basically lying. Nancy Pelosi, caught on the record lying. Never heard of this guy, and yet 2 years earlier in an interview, she was touting this fellow from MIT's credentials and what a good guy he was. Now, all of a sudden, she's never heard of him. You have the president who a couple of years ago said, there is no way that by executive order I can make all of these, illegal immigrants, that I can reverse that by executive order. That's against the Constitution. Look what he's talking about doing next week. I mean, how can you have any faith in these guys, Jeff?
Is that a rhetorical question?
Might as well. I mean, you know, how can you have any faith? Yeah, go ahead.
If there was a faith meter in front of me, I think my faith in the political class would be hovering somewhere in very, very, very low single digits. Doc, I don't know if you feel the same, but there you have it.
I must say that I think a lot of people are kind of along the same mindset as you there, Jeff, and Al, for that matter, some very well-informed people. And I think one of the biggest problems, too, is a lot of people aren't very well-informed about what's going on in the political system. A lot of people are happy just to either not vote or continue to vote for whoever they have always voted for, whichever side of the aisle that might be on. And I think that it is important for people to pay more attention to what's going on around them, because some of these policies that are being implemented are directly affecting and going to only further affect everybody in the country. For that matter, we have the immigration policy. We have all these different sanctions that are now being put on and almost a cold war being fought with Russia. If this escalates any further, then we could be in for times that maybe we haven't seen, or really, really bad times that we have seen before. That's a much, much larger topic to get into. Unfortunately, we have ran out of time. Jeff, it's always great chatting with you. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting right now with Valentin Schmidt. Dr. Postma is also on the interview with us. I want to start this particular conversation by the big event that happened last week, even though, Valentin, as you said, it really turned out to be much ado about nothing, and that was the summit in China. You probably don't want to say this, given your position as business editor of the Epoch Times, but I'll have to say it. I think that our president made a total fool out of himself by not understanding the Chinese culture, chewing gum, etc. But that's just my personal opinion. What's your comment about the summit in general, Valentin?
First of all, I have to say that you're absolutely right. There are much better ways to play it. And if there's one thing that did come out was that Obama got completely relegated in terms of importance. Of course, many of these seating arrangements are negotiated months ahead of time. And maybe his chewing gum incident was just a gaffe. But overall, I mean, you saw Putin always very close to Xi Jinping, and Obama was like a couple of meters away. So the Chinese and the Russians are sending a very clear message that they don't care much about the United States and they don't think it's very important. Apart from that, the climate deal, quote unquote, that they reached is really very symbolic, and so are the trade talks, where they basically they talked a bit and then they agreed to do nothing. So because, you know, there's two different initiatives, the one that the United States has launched, which excludes China purposefully, and then the other one is the one that China launched, which would include pretty much all the big economies around the Pacific. But it's always the same with these big summits. At the end of the day, nothing really happens.
Valentin, one of the big stories that we've been following in the currency market that you brought up to us before this interview as well is the Russian ruble. Right now, it is taking a massive beating, and the Russian banks, the Russian central bank, doesn't seem to be able to step in and help it at all. What's your take on this issue, I would say?
Well, this is a fascinating topic, Corey, because it highlights the different dynamic of the currency devaluation. On the one hand, where you want a currency devaluation and sometimes you can't get it, like the United States or the Bank of Japan or the European Union, who are desperate to devalue their currency. However, Russia, on the other hand, they're desperate not to devalue it. However, what they're getting is a ruble that fell 40% against the dollar this year alone, and they have spent 15 billion of their 400 billion in currency reserves since October, and to no avail. And this reminds me very much of Black Wednesday in 1992, when George Soros broke the Bank of England and they had to devalue after spending 15 billion pounds, which back in the days was probably 30 billion, and purchasing power and inflation adjusted maybe $40 billion in a single day. And that tells you, if your currency is under attack, the central banks actually can't do much about it. And why is the ruble under attack? It's very simple. The stock market is mostly foreign-owned, whether it be the oligarchs who live abroad or it be foreign investors. 70%, according to some estimates, is foreign-owned. Now, what happens if... since last year, since this whole issue started, the whole stock market capitalization went from $800 billion to 500 and change, so you have a 280 or 250 billion reduction in the capitalization. And what happens is you sell your equities, you get your deposit in ruble, but if you're a foreigner, you're not going to leave it in Russia. No, you're going to take that money and take it out of Russia. So you're bidding down the ruble. And why would you want to sell your stocks? Of course, because of the sanctions, because of the uncertainty, and also because of the low oil price, which in my opinion has been instigated by the United States and undertaken by Saudi Arabia in order to put Russia under pressure, because their break-even price is above 90 and now oil is at 80. So you don't want to own those Russian energy stocks, so you sell them, take your money out. So you see already by illustration, even if you have 400 billion in reserves, if the stock market cap is reduced by 250 and you take all of that money or 200 out, your currency reserves are halved. Of course, there are inflows always coming into Russia, like, for example, the oil companies selling their oil in dollars and then repatriating. But because of the sanctions and because of the uncertainty and because of the pressure on the currency, they have every incentive not to do that now. They have every incentive to keep as much of their balance in dollars and not to repatriate it. So you have a natural flow of demand for the ruble is also gone away. So this is putting pressure on the ruble. The central bank is powerless despite the 400 billion in reserve. They can burn that in the next 6 months and it won't make a difference. They have, what can they do? No, actually, let's explore first why a falling ruble is bad for Russia, because a falling ruble, a falling currency, even for Japan, it's bad, but on the surface, it boosts their value-added manufacturing products because they are price elastic. So if they become cheaper, people will buy it. Energy products, the main export of Russia, on the other hand, is inelastic. So it doesn't matter. The price doesn't matter so much. You will mostly keep selling the volume to your natural buyers, even if the price goes higher. So if the price goes lower, it doesn't really help you. Of course, there's the different dynamic pricing in dollars makes it a bit different. But in principle, that's what Russia exports. They support price inelastic stuff, so they don't gain from a devaluing ruble. On the other hand, they import a lot of price elastic stuff. So if the ruble gets devalued, all the people in Russia, especially the food imports, food becomes more expensive. Now inflation is running at around 8% annualized in October, which is probably understated. So the people are suffering. That's why they don't want the ruble. Now, what did they do? They jacked up interest rates. The interbank rate is now at around 10%. That sounds like a great deal. Especially compared to anything you get in the West. And then add on top of that Russian banks are actually relatively well capitalized. So why wouldn't you park your money in a Russian deposit account? Well, guess what? If the ruble falls 40% in a year, those 10% interest income will still lose you. Even with it, you will still lose about a third of your money. So nobody's doing that. So the only thing they really can do is, and this is why this this assault by the West on the Russian ruble is so ingenious, the only thing they can do is shrink the balance sheet of the central bank and contract credit by such an amount that the natural buyers need ruble. They have to pay more to get it. But in order to do that, they have to contract all the credit in the economy and basically crash the economy, which will further hurt profits and stocks and maybe even bank earnings, which will then further put pressure on the stock market and the deposits making capital fly the ruble. So to be honest, I think this was, I mean, in terms of strategic genius, it was a very good thing the West did to put Russia under pressure. And it's working like a charm. And until the sanctions go away, it's not going to change.
I guess the million-dollar question in my mind is when, or perhaps I should say, well, I mean, everything comes to an end, so I was going to say if. But the fact of the matter is, when do you think these sanctions will cease? Because from everything I've read about the president of Russia, specifically Vladimir Putin, obviously, he's not going to back down.
Well, I would agree with you. He's definitely a tough cookie, not like President Obama. And what needs to be considered here is the fact that the Russian population, obviously they don't like what's happening, but they have a much higher propensity and ability to suffer than citizens in the West, because they already went through so much during communism, like a little bit of inflation, and also after the fall of communism, they had hyperinflation. So for them, this is really a walk in the park in comparison to what they know. So you cannot expect any type of popular backlash against Putin. However, in the very long term, of course, if you don't have a working capital market, if you're completely driven out of the world economic system, then your country will suffer. And this, by the way, is interesting because they signed another deal with China about the gas. And they have very close cooperation with them, but in terms of supplying real capital goods to their economy, innovation, machinery, education, China can't help them because they have the same problems. So in the very long term, they're going to have to negotiate.
Well, I think the real wild card here, and unfortunately we're just about out of time, but I think the real wild card here is centers around the assets that other parts of the world need, that Russia has, specifically the ability to heat, for lack of better terms. And
this is a problem for Europe, but not for the United States.
No, it's not a problem for the United States, but it's a problem for Europe, and there is talk about Russia starting to help out China. So it'll be an interesting situation to see how this works out. I think that Putin and his colleagues have a very, very interesting wild card here. Stick around. Corey and I are going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.